Like I say, we're glad to be back house of the Lord this evening. Appreciate the privilege, opportunity, and to be with you. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Don't know altogether what we might do. I do appreciate the service, appreciate the song service. Everything's been done thus far in this service. I'm going to read a pretty familiar scripture to most of you. Got a lot of names in it, probably may be hard to pronounce. This is what I got, so you just bear with us. You're going to turn your Bibles to the 5th chapter of the book of Genesis. What number is that first in your song, Mike? 287. That's what I thought. Egypt was once my home. I was a slave. I thought as was singing this song that I like his song, always have. Says, my soul is satisfied, no longer I am blind, living with Jesus up in Canaan right now. I wonder what the writer was talking about. Now, this is 1938, according to copyright. When it was copyrighted by Stamps Baxter, there's really no telling how old it is, just to be honest with you. J.R. Baxter Jr. and Claude H. Center evidently composed this song. It talks about, I'll just go through the first verse, Egypt was once my home, I was a slave, helpless in sin, did roam, love light did crave. But when I looked up to heaven's dome, Christ came to save. I'm living in Canaan now. Now, I don't have a problem with that song. Just makes me think about a few things. when we get to singing them songs, and he says, I'm living in Canaan now. A lot of folks not living in Canaan. Just a fact. I'll go ahead and say it. A lot of them never will. Fifth chapter, book of Genesis. You bear with us. I'm probably going to read the whole chapter. It says, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam. In the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years, begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years, and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived after lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now I could probably read on. Know that this chapter is going through the generations, as it said here, of that of Adam. It begins with Adam, and it does not mention Cain nor Abel. As far as their name, it mentions Seth, after he begat Seth. And he lived so long, and then he died. And everyone in this lineage, the scripture says, that I read unto you, that at the end of their days, they died. They died, except Enoch. Does not say that Enoch died. Says that Enoch walked with God, and God took him. For God took him. He was and he was not. For God took him. He lived only 365 years as far as this world is concerned. Now I know that some of this is probably elementary and you probably doesn't mean a whole lot to you. But the truth of it is, there's a couple of things, just to be honest with you, and I don't know altogether what we'll do or what we'll say, if we'll do or say anything as far as that goes, but their years, it says, that they all begat sons and daughters. Begat sons and daughters. Doesn't tell none of their names, doesn't get into no big hoorah about it. But at the end of their days, they died. I wonder sometimes how people get to thinking about what goes on maybe after death. And I know that they is a little different in that of the Old Testament than it even is in that of our day. But nonetheless, they died. It does not mention that they ever carried anything with them. Does it? They died. They begat sons and daughters, and they died. That's all it says. Truth of it is, they lived their portion of life in this world, and they died. You get down to Methuselah, we know is recorded, no doubt, is that of the oldest living, far as years was concerned. And Methuselah begat Lamech. Methuselah was Noah's grandfather. You'll read this just right. And Lamech begat Noah. Now it doesn't get into a whole lot about what their names meant and all such as that, but every one of their names meant something. But Lamech, when he begat Noah, he said he lived 182 years and begat a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. So there's something about Noah when he was born that Lamech got a hold of. He made mention of. He felt like it was worthwhile. Now, I've always asked the question, I most certainly have, and I don't mind telling you, that when I've read this, and for years on end, I'd wondered about that verse, and I really had. I just wondered about the verse. Well, why did Lamech all of a sudden have a son and called his name Noah? Because he shall comfort us concerning the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And that's just saying it real quickly. For the ground that the Lord hath cursed. He said that he would help us or comfort us. Comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. So I'm going to, don't know what I'll do, but I'm going to stay around that, Lord help us, for just a minute. Don't feel it withstand very long as far as our part, but I'd like to maybe get around to a couple of things. The Lord being our helper, as we well know that Adam and Eve, and they lived in that of what we call the Garden of Eden, and the truth of it is, a lot of folks think that they didn't have anything to do in that garden, but the fact of it is that they kept the garden. They was a keeper of the garden. Didn't say they didn't ever do anything, but if you kept the garden, brethren, there's a lot of work to do, just to be honest with you, as far as that goes. But they had never rained. Get the saying, and it always watered, had come, sprung up from underneath. And I can just imagine, and you ever get around a well-watered place, you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference. And there is difference. I don't know why I get into all this, but there is difference in fresh water, moving water, and stagnate water. And you can even tell the difference in the ground and the things that are brought forth in both those instances. You most certainly can. Garden of Eden was no doubt a place of paradise, just to be honest with you. They pretty much, as we'd call it, had it made. That yes, they kept the garden, but you'll find out that, and it only mentions this, just briefly, he don't get into a big detail about what the garden consisted of and all such of that, but it consisted of one thing that they were not to partake of. One thing, one tree in that of the midst of the garden that they were not to partake of. In the day, and this is just how the old devil worked. The old serpent, he said, hath the Lord said that ye shall not take of this tree? Hath the Lord said, he put it in a question, a form, deceiving. We know that. We realize that. And brethren, his annex and his ways have never changed. But the Bible's real about it, and he said he's a liar and a father of it. So he's always lied. He most certainly has. I don't know why we couldn't figure that out by now. But the truth of it is, brethren, that he deceived. That's what he come to do. The writer said in the New Testament that he's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And brethren, he does all three of them. Yes, he does. And he don't care who he steals from, or who he kills, or who he destroys. Does not. But the scripture says that he says, do you not know that the day that you partake of this tree, you will become as gods. As gods. Yes, sir, knowing. Brethren, the knowledge, having the knowledge. Brethren, now you might say, preacher, they wouldn't have had no knowledge. They found out real quick they had knowledge. And brethren, but they found out the wrong way. They most certainly did. And they, you know the scripture, and there was several things that was put out because they partaken of the forbidden fruit. And the woman was put some things on her, the serpent, my friend, some things on him. And the man, he said, that the ground shall be cursed. The ground shall be cursed for thee, my friend, and your toil with your hands. And you'll plow the ground, and it'll bring forth briars. It'll not be fruitful. Think about it for just a minute. You might say, preacher, did that happen? You better believe it happened. They something come. It don't show up too much. But Lamech, my friend, was concerned about the ground that was cursed. Yes, he was. He is concerned about it. And brethren, insomuch that he had a son that said, he shall comfort us. Comfort us concerning the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Brethren, he knowed why it was cursed. It'd been handed down through the years. Brethren, why the ground was just like it was. You might say, preacher, there wasn't no hope. Brethren, Lamech didn't believe that. He didn't believe that. He believed there was hope. He believed there's something that could be done. Brethren, about the ground that had been cursed. So many times today, I know and I listen and I hear what people say sometimes. And they talk about, my friend, how these things are still going on, brethren, in our day. But I'll be honest with you. Brethren, how in the world and why in the world did Lamech say Noah was going to comfort them? What was going to take place? What was going to be so different, brethren, that Noah was going to comfort them concerning the ground, concerning the tools, brethren, that they work with their hands? You think about it. You say, preacher, it still goes on today. The curse, my friend. Now listen, we're talking about the curse. That's what Lamech said. No, I doubt that Noah knows what he is going to do. Bible said that he called his name Noah because he shall comfort us concerning the toil and the work of our hands because of the ground that was cursed. Because of the ground that was cursed. Have you ever thought about how in the world and what was Noah going to do? Brethren, that would take away or help or even comfort the curse of the ground. Now you'll find, as we say, and as we know in the scriptures, my friend, we find that in the days of Noah, things changed. They really did. They changed. Things didn't carry on, my friend, like they did forever. No, sir. Things begin to change. You know what changed? Evil and wickedness, my friend, run rampant. Bible said that the Lord, my friend, was displeased with the man that he had made and created and put him on earth.
He repented that he even made him and put him on earth. Listen, that's what the Lord said. You say, preacher, his comfort of this curse was fixing to run out, wasn't it? Think about it. Think about it. It got worse when Noah come along. It did. The days got worse. The days got to a place, brethren, that sin had reached up to God, and God said, I'm going to destroy that man. I'm going to do away with that man. Brethren, his heart's on evil continually. I'll ask the question. Brethren, I believe the Lord could say the same thing about our day. The more so. Seemingly, my friends, seemingly, but I can't help but to tell you, there's comfort. Brethren, there's hope. Brethren, the curse has been taken away tonight. It most certainly has. Now listen to me. You say, preacher, now there's a different kind of curse, brethren, that we come up under. Yes, they was. Yes, they was in the days. Now, I'll not get into that. I want you to think about the situation. And the Lord said, I'll destroy this. And it said, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God remembered Noah. He remembered him. Yes, sir. And he told Noah, he said, Noah, build an ark. Build an ark. And build it according to the pattern that I give you. Brethren, can you imagine that? Can't you imagine? I wonder sometimes. I really do. Now, I don't know altogether what the Lord told Noah outside of that, but the Scripture says, it never says it in Genesis, but it tells you in the New Testament that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He is a preacher of righteousness. Well, did that comfort the curse? Did that comfort the ground? Huh? There's some things, my friend, that I don't know about you, but I struggled with this for years on end. And you know why? It was simple. It's just simple as ABC. And it normally is, but I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure it out, and the Lord wasn't going to show me. I'll just be honest with you. And I went for years. I did, years on end. And if I know the answer, I didn't know I knowed it. If I run across it, and I probably did, many be the time, but it just never did register. Just never did. But brethren, God had mercy. God was long-suffering. There's some things about the days of Noah and the years. I've heard people say that it took Noah 120 years to build that ark. Well, you ain't going to find it in there. You ain't going to find it like that. Now, I'm not going to get on this and that. It does say this, and the Lord said this. He said, my spirit will not always strive with man, though his days be 120 years. And he talks about it in this chapter concerning Noah. He most certainly does. I wonder, and it's just a wonder, but I wonder, my friend, why is it that God put 120 years on it? Why is it? Why is it that God was going to long suffer with this wicked generation for 120 years? He was going to long suffer with them. Preacher, not so. I wonder why he shortened it. You might not look at things like I do, and that's okay. But I wonder, I ask the question, why did he shorten it? What do you mean, preacher, shorten it? What did I read to you? And Noah was what? 500 years old. Last verse. Last chapter. Chapter 5. Last verse. Next to last. I get my glasses on, I can read it. One or the other. I might be better if I can put my glasses on. And Noah, last verse. And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So Noah was 500 years old. And sometime during the course of Noah's life, my friend, around 500 years old, God began to speak to him. And God, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord said, I'm going to destroy these people. I'm going to destroy the earth. I'm going to cover it with water. Destroy. Cover it. Take it, in other words, take it out of the picture. Yes, sir. But in the midst of it, Noah said, I want you to build an ark. Build an ark. And I believe he built it just like the Lord told him. You can get into all that. How many stories it had. The pitch that he used inside, outside. The door in the side. The window in the top. And brethren, you can get into all aspects about this ark. They say they've got one up yonder in Kentucky. And they say it's worthwhile going to see. One day I'm going to find out. But, for right now and for what I'm preaching on, this is good enough. Good enough for me. I really don't have to lay eyes on it to believe it. Do you know that? Do you know that? There's no reason in this world. You say, preacher, I doubt all that. Well, why do you doubt it? Why do you doubt it? This man was born and his father said, this man is going to comfort us concerning the toil and the work of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed, which was cursed by God. Now, there's some things, brethren, that's in the midst of this. You know the scripture. There come a day, my friend, that the Lord told Noah, he said, gather the animals together. He gathered them two by two, and then he gathered the clean seven, and the unclean, did he not? And he brought them all. And he told Noah one day, he said, Come forth into the ark. And when he told him to come forth in the ark, I believe it was 7 days, and it began to rain. It began to rain. Never had rained. Never had rain. They never had seen rain. They didn't know what rain was. Did they not? Now you think about it for just a minute. So he's going to destroy the world. You say, preacher, that took care of the curse. That's not what the flood came for. That's not the part, my friend, that changed or took away the curse of the ground. No, it's not. You can go and find out. I'll give you just a little bit of scripture, and I'll have to look at it myself probably. But they come a day, they was on that ark for 1 year. Now, let me back up just a little bit. It said in the 600th year of Noah's life. Now my math tells me 500 to 600 is 100 years. In the 600th year of Noah's life when God told Noah to come in the ark. 600. Now, one year that ark was upon the water. 1 year. You think about that. These people got all kind of ideas about how people could have made it. I just don't think they made it a year. I just don't think so. Just don't believe so. You know why? Because the Lord said He is going to destroy everything. Everything. That's what He said. And that ain't all. He did. That's what He done. He destroyed it all except them that was on the ark. In the ark. Now you can get technical with a lot of this stuff, and you can say, well, the fish of the sea and all such as that probably made it. Some of them did. Some of them was destroyed as well. If you'll go and read, you'll find out that some of them didn't make it. There's, now, let me just stop there. My spirit shall not always strive with that man, though his days be 120 years. 120 years. I wondered, I believe it's in the book of Hebrews, maybe in the book of Romans, but I believe it's the book of Hebrews. And it talks about once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah. What was he waiting on? What was he waiting on? What was they waiting for? Why did the Lord give these people 100 years to repent? Why? Why did He give them 100 years? When once the long suffering of God in the days of Noah. He talks about it. Long suffering. Did you not know that God was long suffering? Isn't that what happened? We spoke a little bit about Jonah the other day. Isn't that what happened in Jonah's case? He went down there to the men of Nineveh and he began to preach unto them. And brethren, when the word got to the king, he put them all in sackcloth and ashes, right down to the beast. And you know what happened? The Lord saw it. He saw their repentance. And He didn't destroy them, did He not? I don't know. I ain't going to tell you I do know. I don't know the answer. But I do think, I really do, I really think, my friend, that He cut him off 20 years because of their continual wickedness and evil thoughts. Now, have I got anything? I ain't got anything else to give you on that. That's just all I think about it. Sometimes. The Lord's long-suffering, my friend, and that wasn't anything to Him to be long-suffering. Not anything. But the Scripture teaches us, you know, when we went on, there come a day that He let out that of a raven. And He let the raven out, and then He come back, and He let the dove out, and then they come back, and then He let the dove out again. And there was a time that the dove did not return. Did not return, and the Bible says that Noah waited. He waited 7 days, 7 more days, I believe, is what he waited. And then he removed the covering of the ark. He removed the covering of the ark. Now, I told you I wasn't going to stand very long. I'm not going to give you a whole lot, but I'm going to give you what I got. See if I can find it. And God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. Y'all hear that? I will not. Talks to me like he's changed something. Talks to me like that they got some comfort from the curse of the ground. The Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. Did y'all hear that? While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Shall not cease. I hear people say a lot of times in this day and this hour that you can tell that we're coming to an end because of the signs of the time. And they'll begin to talk and they say, it tells you you won't be able to tell winter from summer and this and that and another. I normally let them talk and then I just ask them, I say, well, where'd you find that? Oh, it's in the Bible. Well, where's it at? Now, we're going to have to back up a little bit if we're going to change the seasons. Are we not? He said he would not. I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For man's sake. He lifted that curse. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time, harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. The ninth chapter, the first verse says, and God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. On and on, he blessed them all. All that was left and all that was fixing to begin, he blessed every bit of it. Told them to be fruitful and to multiply. Might not mean a whole lot to you. Might not mean much to you. But when I got the answer to that, I just shouted, just to be honest with you. I did. And the truth of it is, I wasn't even thinking about this. I was actually preaching on something else. Had nothing to do with this. But while I was preaching, the Lord just spoke to me, and don't ask me why, but he just spoke to me and he said, there's the answer. And I took it. So I give you what I got. That's all I got tonight. I appreciate being here. I appreciate the privilege to be here. I really do. I'm glad that I'm as good a shape as I am. I couldn't say that the other day, but I'm glad I am. Truth of it is, I ain't going to get into it. I appreciate your prayers. You continue to pray.
I'm still carrying, but I ain't carrying as much. We got rid of some of it. Hopefully we'll get rid of the rest of it. Anybody got anything you need to say or do?